Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talks with Tony. Got a question today, and it says, "Hi, Tony, I will try to make this very long story as short as possible." Well, thank you very much. 5 years ago, I met a man online. He was very aggressive with his feelings and expressed he loved me in a month of meeting me and told me that he was going to marry me. I didn't take him seriously because I believed it was too soon to love someone you barely know. I continued to date him, and over the 5 years, he has cheated with multiple women. I also cheated on him by continuing a situationship with a guy I met before meeting him. He found out about the other guy I was dealing with and used it as an excuse for some of the women he was with. We would break up and get back together. In the midst of all of this dysfunction, we remained friends even when we would break up. I really wanted the best for him because I could see the man God wanted him to be, and I knew he had the potential to be that man. We would discuss a lot of things, and he opened up to me about a lot of abuse he suffered as a child from his mother, how his father was always with multiple women and cheated on all of the women he was married to when he was a child. We would discuss all of his feelings and desires, our want to grow closer to God. I grew to really love him, but was never in love with him. And I believe he felt the same way about me. We always told each other we loved each other, but I knew our behavior was not aligned with loving someone because we both hurt each other." Okay, you did not make this long or short. And it continues. "Last year, I decided that I really wanted to change the way I was living. I wanted to grow closer to God and just change my lifestyle. I broke up with the guy I was in a situationship with. I told the other guy about it and told him that I was making serious changes in my life and I couldn't be with him if he continued to see other women. He expressed that he really loved me and I was the only woman he ever wanted to be with. The other women were issues of his flesh and he never had feelings for them. He stated he wanted to marry me, and he was going to do everything to prove he wanted to make our relationship work, so I gave him another chance. In October, about 3 months of us being back together, he took a 6-week assignment out of state. I went up to visit him for a weekend and found out he was online looking at dating sites. I confronted him and told him he wasn't ready to be in a relationship, but didn't officially break up with him. A week later, I was contacted on social media by a woman in the town he was working, asking if we were together. I told her we were together, and from that point, she started stalking me on social media, making fake pages of me, saying all kinds of derogatory things about me and him. She even claimed she was pregnant from him, but then later told him she aborted the baby. I broke up with him again. He begged me to take him back, and I did. Then in January 2018, I found out about another woman he met 2 weeks into us getting back together by going through his PayPal account and seeing this woman was giving him money. I confronted him about it, and he denied it. I contacted the woman, and she confirmed they were together. She told me she knew about me because he told her he was with me and loved me, but we were going through some difficult times. The woman then told me that she was never going to leave him alone. She said she was in love with him. She wanted to have his child, even though she knew his character was flawed. He showed me an email where she told him she would pay him $1,000 to get her pregnant because she desperately wanted to have a child. His only reply to that email was, "You are crazy. I don't want any more children." I decided to completely leave him, and I told him I love him, but I love myself more. Every day he called, texted, showed up at my job, begging me to give him another chance. We remained friends, and he would tell me about how the last woman really wanted a child, and she told him that since he would not get her pregnant, she was going to get in vitro fertilization because of her desire to have a child. I told him to be careful because she sounded desperate, even when she told me she wanted to have a baby with him. Weeks later, he contacted her in front of me and told her he was wrong for playing with her feelings, but he loved me and wanted to be with me and work on our relationship. He asked her to never contact him again. She was very hurt and angry, but accepted his wishes. He blocked her number. He told me that was his way of showing me that he truly wanted to be with me and marry me, and he wasn't playing around anymore. He realized he was losing me, and even if I decided not to be with him, he needed to change his life and stop hurting people. I didn't agree to be with him right off and told him he needed to try to be alone for a while and see if he can control his flesh. Months later, in April, my weakness got the best of me, and I gave him yet another chance. Okay, man. Now, listen, my cash app is $Tony Gaskins. You need to send me $100, okay? Send me $100. I need a $100 donation. This email getting out of hand. And it continues. Everything was going perfect. We were both very open and honest with each other, forgiving our past and moving forward while leaving everything we had done wrong in the past. I have all access to everything of his phone, account, social media. He proposed to me, and we set a date to get married on June 30th. Neither of us wanted to prolong a wedding ceremony. We only wanted our family present and would later plan a celebration. I was happy. He was happy. Everything was great. Then in May, the woman contacted me on Facebook and said she had been trying to reach him, but he was not returning her emails because she couldn't reach him any other way. She told me she was pregnant. I told him and he was furious because he felt she lied to him and trapped him. I told him that he needed to talk to her. He asked if I could go with him. I did. She was angry I was there when he showed up to meet with her. The first thing she said to him was, "I didn't do this on purpose. I did get in vitro, but it didn't work. I got pregnant 2 weeks after the in vitro failed, and the baby is yours." I sat in silence, listening, and let him talk to her. In the end, he told her he didn't want any kids out of wedlock, and he asked her not to have it, if it is his. She got angry and got up and walked away. Later that evening, she sent an email to him and copied me on it to my Facebook email saying she didn't set him up. She wants him to be in the child's life, but she would not force him. I expressed that I didn't want to be involved in the child's life because it would remind me of the pain I had when he cheated on me with her. He said he doesn't think it's his child and not to worry about it. In June, we were married like we planned. It was a beautiful ceremony with our parents and kids. He was very excited and took to social media to express his happiness. I was indifferent, and I still think about this woman and this child that may be his and my inability to accept the child. I know this will cause a problem once we find out if it is his, and especially if he wants to be in the child's life. And if he doesn't want to be in the child's life, I will feel bad about it because as a mother, I wouldn't want a child to suffer not having their parent in their life. I feel like I can't really be happy about being married while this child hangs over my head. I know he isn't in love with me, and I am not in love with him. It will take time because of everything that has happened, but we do love each other and are working on our marriage and relationship. But if it is his child, I feel like things will change for me. I don't think I can accept it. I am praying about it, but there is no release to move forward. I know I shouldn't have married him feeling this way, but I love him and I do want to be with him. I'm just not sure of how it will be if this child is his. I really gave you a very condensed version of this. I know you have a lot of questions that you need to fully respond to, but I didn't want to write so much that you could probably not read my message. Please give me some advice. Lord. Oh, Lord. I need everybody listening to this to cash out me. Just send me a dollar. Money sign Tony Gaskin. And, you know, I just need that dollar. Because I need to buy me ice cream or I need a therapy session after reading that. Lord, Jesus, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, give me strength. Lord, why? Why me, Lord, did you call me to this? Lord, if it be your will, can you pass this cup from me? Now, see, I'm here today, ladies and gentlemen, because, see, it's not many men who teach on love and relationships the way that I teach on them. And with the appointment from God to do so. And I do so many days reluctantly, but I must continue on because there are not many of us who do it with a genuine heart and an obedient spirit after God. But boy, when I read things like that, when I read an email like that, it just made me want to throw in the towel. I'm like, Lord, my sister, I hope you still listening to the podcast because you wrote in, you know, you absolutely probably made one of the worst mistakes in your life by marrying this man. And see, what you don't understand is this man got so many issues. This man got so many problems that he went to the extent of marrying you just so that he wouldn't have to deal with rejection. The man is insecure. The man is lost. The man is confused. The man is deranged. The man is not fit to lead. He's not fit to be a husband. He's not fit to be a father. The man does not know God. The man curses God with every step that he takes. The man spits in the face of God. He is a liar, a cheater, an abuser, a manipulator. This man is not your husband that you just married. And all of this right here, because see, y'all got married. The woman saying she pregnant and it's his baby. So you didn't say, you know, how long she been pregnant and she gonna have the baby. So he had to still be sleeping with her while y'all were back together for her to think it's his and for her to come to him, because if she pregnant, he had to be with her. So he not only sleeping with all these random women from online, but he also sleeping with y'all unprotected. And he already has kids. You got kids. And it's been 5 years you've been back and forth dealing with this man. Back and forth, back and forth. And now, and you say you're not in love. It's a lot of men get married who not in love, but not many women get married and not be in love. So you got to ask yourself, why are you so desperate for a relationship that you would marry a man who has cheated on you with multiple women and you not in love with him? You are not in love with him. He is not in love with you. Why get married? Makes no sense at all. No sense at all. And to be honest with you, no one can help you. No one can help you. You want advice. You don't need advice because you know this makes no sense. And now because you wasted your time, now you wasting my time and everybody else who listening time. You wasting everybody time now because you wasted your time. Ma'am, Helen Keller can hear that this situation is not good. Ray Charles can see that this situation is not good. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is not good. A cucumber in the garden know that this is not good. Ma'am, what are you doing? What are you doing? Who is this God that you speak of? Who is this God? That's not my God. That's not the same God that I talk to, that you say you're drawing close to, because God is not the author of confusion. And when you're drawing close to God, you're going to have a wisdom and a knowledge and an understanding and a discernment. You would not be fooled up with this man, because see, the Bible tells us we reap what we sow. This is not reaping what he's sown, a man does not deserve to have the hand in marriage of a woman who he has cheated on multiple times and brought it to her attention. So you know he's worth nothing. You know he ain't worth the shoes on his feet, and don't nobody love him but God and trying to reach him. But God can't reach him because you blocking the work God trying to do. And God does not force us. He does not force us to do anything. He will allow us to go through, to do what we do, and for life to send us the repercussion, knowing that them repercussions going to be so bad that it's going to send us crawling to him. And then he will have grace and mercy, and he will forgive us, and he will pick us up, and he will love us, and he will put us on the right path. But he will not bombard into our life. He does not tempt man. The Bible said God tempts no man. That comes of the adversary. So your husband done been tempted, and he done failed every single test. Hey, guess what? I would like to connect with you in a more personal way. Have you ever thought about having a life coach? Have you ever felt like you needed to be around like-minded people? Are you trying to grow and learn more and push yourself to the next level? If that is you, then my new group is for you. Now, in this group, I have over 10 courses online that you can go through at your own pace. You can log out and log in as many times as you like. Inside of the system, you can also send me personal messages that I will personally respond to. We also have monthly power calls. Depending on your level of membership, you have access to the live call where I will share an on-time message and open the line for Q&A. In those same membership levels, you have access to the private Facebook group where you can connect and build with like-minded people to support one another. You also receive 1 to 2 free tickets to the annual conference. So look, I created this for you to remove all excuses. You have no excuse now to remain the same. So visit GaskinsUniversity.com. GaskinsUniversity.com and join the group. I look forward to working with you, and we will see you at the top. This man done failed every single, he got an F in life. He done failed every single test. And now right when he about to get a lesson, when one of the women he done tried to use and manipulate over the last 5 years finally about to get the strength to walk away, which is you, you decide to go back. So everything that he was about to learn is out the window now. And I'm going to tell you why he married you. He married you to trap you. Because now he knows if you're not smart enough to leave him alone in dating, he knows you won't be smart enough to leave him alone in marriage. If you're not strong enough to leave him alone in dating, he knows you won't be strong enough to leave him alone in marriage. You think it means something because he call a thought body and tell her he doesn't want to be with her. That don't mean nothing. He met her online. He don't care nothing about her. That's like him calling a tomato and saying, I don't want to be with you no more. That's what she means to him. That's all she means to him. Nothing to him. So he ain't did nothing for you. He has not done anything for you that deserve your hand in marriage. He has literally made you look like a slap fool. If I sent this email to the insane asylum, they're going to say, ma'am, you need to check in. But ask yourself, are you crazy? Absolutely not. You're normal with all your sense. And during this situation. And now, if you listen back to these other podcasts, you're going to see that you're not the only one. That's what let me know you're not crazy, because I know it's not that many people, crazy people writing me. Y'all are sane women, normal, everyday women. But based on your email, sound like you could be getting a check from somebody, from the government, because this right here does not make sense. Listen to me. Y'all know what the rights of indignation is. When they were selling merchandise in the temple and Jesus went in there, he flipped them tables over. That's what y'all got me doing. Y'all got me flipping tables over. I cannot believe that my God's children out here dealing with this, putting up with this, going through this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. This is insane. You meet a man online. Let me tell you this. Online dating is not real. Online dating is not real. I was in the bed with an online dating site. Contract signed, agreement signed, website made. And at the last minute, it took one sentence from one random person I was talking to. I backed out the deal because I knew I was doing it for the money. But I don't believe in no online dating, because I'm a man and I know how we are wired as men, and I know how we hunt, for lack of a better term. I know how we look for our wife, and it is not on nobody line. If you meet a man online, something ain't right. That man ain't all the way there. He is not all the way there. And to the fellas who online dating, who listen, look, man, get yourself together. Get your butt up. Get your butt up off that computer and take your butt to the gas station and you can meet a woman. Take your butt to the grocery store and you can meet a woman. Go to Starbucks. Go to the mall. It's women everywhere. Man, get offline. If you saying you a real man, if you saying you ready to be married, if you saying you ready to lead a household, get your butt offline. And they ain't had the internet when the Bible said a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Man, get off that line. And the men who hear that, they not getting off the line, because that's what they on the line to do. What this here clown doing? Cheat and dog out and use women for money. Because we know if you get online to date, you desperate. You desperate. You desperate. You lost. You confused. One woman told me when I said I don't believe in online dating, she's talking about, well, she do online dating because she worked. If you work too much, you don't need to be in a relationship. If you work too much, then you don't need a relationship. But if you can't meet a man at the gas station, at the grocery store, you got to go to those places. If you can't meet a man there, it ain't time for you to be in a relationship. It ain't time for you to be married. Man, get off this line. You hear me? You got to meet somebody organically, the way God intended it to be. Worst case scenario is matchmaking. That's the worst case scenario. But at least it's a human making the connection. So that human can evaluate you, and that human can evaluate them. But guess what? Even in matchmaking, the matchmakers mostly are money driven. Most of them just driven by money. It's just something to do. They are doing the same thing the online dating sites. And I done matchmade before. I done did matchmaking before. And, you know, I think they say the millionaire matchmaker charged like $75,000, $80,000, people paying it. You know, when I was matchmaking, I was charging $5,000. $5,000. I had a guy that I knew, another colleague who had a show, you know, on Oprah and all of that. His company charged you $3,000 a month, $3,000 a month. And guess what people pay? I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it to people. But for me, I could trust myself. So it's legal to do. It's legal. I could trust me because I could analyze that man and I can analyze that woman. And I can make that match for that $5,000. Hey, if you agree to date them and be with them, that means the match is successful. If y'all don't work out, that means y'all ain't do the work. Y'all didn't read the books. You ain't take the courses. You ain't get the coaching. So the rest on you. Doing matchmaking ain't no refunds. And it ain't no $23 a month like the online. Matchmaking, it's going to cost you. That's the worst case scenario if you need somebody. That is the worst case scenario. And I stopped matchmaking. I retired from matchmaking because I just like, man, it's too hard. It's too hard. It's not enough men out here that's 100% single that I can meet as a man. You as a woman, you can meet them. So your chance is better just going to the grocery store, going to the mall, going to Starbucks. You can meet them better than I can. So I stopped doing it. I stopped doing it. People, and I made successful matches. They were happy and they ride off into the sunset. But I stopped doing it. That's the worst case scenario. So this whole thing ruined. You dated online. That's your first strike. Second strike, you got cheated on. That's the second strike. Third strike, you went back to the cheater. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth strike, you kept going back. You kept leaving. So guess what? Every time you leave and you go back, he lose respect for you. He says to himself, then you ain't worth nothing. You are a liar. You a deceiver. You ain't worth nothing. And that's why he does that. That is why he does that. He keeps coming back because he knows he can get you. And he knows that you are not worth nothing to yourself. He knows you don't value yourself. So he knows he can get you. And this time he say, you know what? I got to throw everything in there, the whole kit and caboodle and the kitchen sink. Because I can tell she more fed up now than ever before. She is more fed up now than ever before. So guess what? I have got to show her, make her believe. But all he's doing, a man don't change that overnight, especially a man who let you find out. See, a man who takes and he does not let you find out that he's cheating, that's at least a guy, although he's wrong, at least it's a guy who he don't want to break your heart. He don't want to see how you react or how you deal with it. He's saying, okay, what she don't know won't hurt her. That's his approach. But a man who lets you find out and then continue multiple times, lets you find out, that man has no respect for you. You like gum on the bottom of his shoe. He just married the gum off the bottom of his shoe just to make the gum think that he likes having you on the bottom of his shoe. He just said you could stay on the bottom of this shoe and I could step on your head every day for the rest of your life. So as long as you want to be the gum on the bottom of my shoe, I'm welcome to have you. I would love to have you. That's what he just did. Sister, you just married you a piece of trash. Says, I hate to keep this real with you, but y'all have got to look at these relationships and be real. Understand, it is not fair that I am happy in my relationship and that I got everything that I want in my relationship and you got to be suffering with an idiot. That's not fair. So if I can do it, you can do it. It's not fair that my wife can have me and you got to be dealing with idiots. But you know why she got me? She helped make me because she refused to reinforce negative behavior. She gave me one chance. She gave me one chance in dating and she left me. I got her back 6 months later. And because she had left me after 2 months, she gave me another chance. I married her. Into that marriage, she left me 2 months into the marriage. She left me 2 months into dating. She left me 2 months into marriage. And I knew this woman done already left me before. Now we married and she done left me. And she don't have a job. We got a son in intensive care unit. So if she will leave me under these circumstances and not answer me for 3 days straight while I'm calling her 80 times a day, this woman ain't playing no games. I was 23 years old and I changed my life. I changed my life at 23 years old because she refused to reinforce grown boy behavior. It wasn't no 2, 3, 4, 5 chances. It wasn't no 2, 3, 4, 5 chances. You done gave this man too many chances. It's a wrap. This man will never respect you until the day you die. This man will never respect you the rest of your life. It's over. It is over, sister. You done got married to this man for no reason. For no reason. Man, this one here hurts. This one here hurts. This bad. This sad. Oh, man, I feel bad for you. I feel so bad for you. But listen to me. Listen to me. God bless you. God bless you. I hope you find the strength and the wisdom and the clarity. I don't think God will be, I do not condone divorce, but I do not believe God will be mad at you for leaving this here because God didn't put this together. Let no man tear asunder what God has put together. God did not put y'all together. Satan put y'all together so you can end up suicidal. That's what Satan wants you suicidal and want him suicidal or homicidal. That's the goal. Satan see that you could be a good Christian, that you could be a good woman of God, and he know this man is your vice. This man is going to keep you from your purpose. This man is going to keep you from saving and touching other lives. So that's why Satan put him in your life to send you to hell in a handbasket with gasoline lining. And that's what you're dealing with. So I want you to understand here, sister. God ain't going to be mad at you for this divorce because God did not put you together. And you did it against your will. You ain't just go against God's will. You went against your own common sense. You said in the email, you know you didn't love him and you don't have a peace about it. And if the child is his, you're not going to be able to accept the child and you're not going to be able to accept this marriage. So why would you get married? See, this right here is what make you charge for your time. People, why you charge for life? Because it is. Because I can't get this time back. All that time I read that email, all the time, I don't get this time back. I could be at home with my wife and kids, and I'm trying to help the world and answer these kind of questions. Man, look here. Look here. You got to love yourself. You got to love yourself. You got to set standards for your life. Set standards for your life and stick to them. Please, 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 please. If you're listening to me, get your situation together. Set standards for your life. Believe in yourself. Trust God. Know what you want. Know who you are. And do not settle for less. Hey, this is Tony Gaskins. Thank you so much for joining me. Hey, you know I'm going to keep it real with you. So if you're doing something stupid, something crazy, and you send me an email, I got to take the gloves off and be real with you. Hey. This Tony Gaskin, your brother from another mother. God bless you. If you need some outside input, please email me at inbox@tonygaskins.com. Inbox@tonygaskins.com. Don't be sensitive. Don't be in your feelings now because I'm going to tell you my truth. God bless you. We'll talk soon. Hey, don't forget to join us on GaskinsUniversity.com. GaskinsUniversity.com. If you need some extra courses, an extra push, a powerful team pushing you to the next level of success, visit GaskinsUniversity.com today.